Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and it is pretty much the last day of September, not quite, September 29th, 2022, as they say on Game of Thrones, winter is coming, okay? And by the way, to put this show, today's date, into a little bit of perspective here, we're not going to have a lot of listeners today from Southwest Florida. They got hit with Hurricane Ian yesterday and last night and now into this morning through Central Florida, and I wish them all well when you do listen to this show, if you do. If you have friends down there, I hope they're okay. I have a friend who just bought a place in Fort Myers, and he was kind of planning to head down there this week, but that changed. Okay, so I wish you all well. I know the schools will be out for a while, et cetera, et cetera. So just take it easy. I sat through five hurricanes when we lived down there, and they are no fun, and they're no fun after the news people leave and the Weather Channel leaves, and you think it's done, but it's not, okay? It takes weeks and weeks and months in this case to get everything running again. Food, even red lights running on the streets, street lights, et cetera, et cetera. It's tough. And I wish you all well down there, including the schools, the hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. On then, just had to say that, having been a hurricane, having lived through too many of them. Okay. When we were down there, and we're in Maine now, by the way, which is why we're up here, because we couldn't stand the hurricanes down there. All right. So here we are. All right. We like blizzards. All right. Today's show is going to be a good one. Education Talk Radio Pre-K-12. It's an all New Jersey show today. We've got Lisa Schmucke and Melissa Hodgson from Princeton-based edweb.net. And then what they've brought with them, I'm just going to bring them on. We're going to start this thing. We do everything at ace-ed.org. That's where everything's archived. Go over there. You can check that out and see all the stuff that we do. Okay, at our American Consortium for Equity in Education. Continuing the New Jersey theme, obviously, we should have brought a Greek diner with us. We have Dr. Robin Dutelski. I'm from Philly, Robin. I know New Jersey. Okay. We got Robin Dutelski here. Robin is the District Director of Curriculum, Instruction, Assessment, and Human Resources over at Northern Highlands Regional High School in New Jersey, which begs the question after reading her title, does anyone else work there? She's the District Director of Curriculum, Instruction, Assessment, and Human Resources. Okay, that's a lot.
I know, it's a lot. Long title. Thank you, Larry. Yeah.
Why don't they just name you District Director of everything and move on? We'll have to talk about this.
That's a good question. Good question.
Really? Okay. And Donna, right behind Donna. Donna is the Assistant Superintendent in Wayne Township Public Schools in New Jersey as well. Hello, Donna. How are you?
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
You're happy to have you here. And please, everybody, call me Larry. Okay, and actually, we'll start with Donna here. I'll work backwards. Donna, tell us about Wayne Township Public Schools. And by the way, we're going to be talking about professional learning and educator support this year, but give us the rundown. What's Wayne Township Public Schools like in New Jersey? Donna Reichman.
I have been here 20 years. We have 15 schools. We were a 14-school district and recently, during the pandemic, opened an early childhood learning center. We're a pre-K to 12 district, and I'm really proud of the work we do. We have about 7,500 students.
And put yourself
and
on
I
the
would
map.
Say over 800 employees.
And where are you in regards to Philly, New York, Trenton? Where are you?
We are in Passaic County, and I grew up in Central Jersey, so I'm a Jersey girl my whole life.
Okay, good enough. All right, and the last question, Eagles, Giants, who? Eagles, Giants.
Giants, of course.
All right, that concludes Donna's participation on the show today. All right, he's from Philly. All right, maybe Robin can do better. Robin, the director of everything, okay? Northern Highlands Regional High School in New Jersey. Where's that located?
That's also located in northern New Jersey in Bergen County. And I'd have to go with the Giants. Bergen County is a very unique county. We're the most populated county in the state of New Jersey, so there are a lot of school districts within our county. Northern Highlands is a high school district only. We are grades 9 through 12, and we are a single school building.
Wow.
We have about 150 employees, but we have three school districts that actually feed into our high school.
You know, you answered my question, okay? That's why you're listed as regional high school person, but a district director. It's a high school district. I didn't even know they had that in New Jersey. I thought all the districts were K-12. That's interesting.
Well, we have over 600 districts in the state of New Jersey, individualized districts. So it's, you know, they're large and small, you know, tiny, very, you know, Wayne is one of our larger districts in New Jersey, where Donna is from, and so we have all sizes here in New Jersey.
Yes, you do. Okay, and considering you're both Giants fans, Lisa, can't you get better at getting guests on here? What's going on? No Eagles fans? We're South Jersey here. What's going on here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I tell you, the thing that's so great is that I met Donna and Robin both through ERDI at conferences, like, I don't even know where we were. And just by coincidence now, we're all doing this work in New Jersey, and they're kind of recommending us to some other districts in New Jersey.
Right.
So we have this growing New Jersey strong cohort.
Yeah. Well, you should. And by the way, good morning, Melissa, my good pal, okay, who's the director of the manager of member services over at edweb.net. I'll let you do this, Melissa. Tell everybody about edweb.net and remind them how much it costs.
Yes, so we'll take care of the cost first. And edweb.net is a free, let me repeat, free professional learning network where our foundation are our ed webinars, hour-long ed webinars where teachers and staff in pre-K through 12, all roles in pre-K through 12 education can find new learning through our hour-long ed webinars and get some CE certificates, personalized CE certificates, all, again, Larry, I know your favorite word is free.
It is free. And I'll say what I say every time you guys are on the show, all right? Edweb.net is free. If you're in education, pre-K 12, or even in higher ed, please sign up. It's free, and then give a listen to what they do. And I always like to say this, too. I think Lisa was either the first or second person I ever met in this entire industry. So this goes back a long way between me and Ms. Schmucky, right?
We go back quite a way. We go back quite a long ways, Mr. Jacobs.
Long time, I got to tell you, my friend, a long time. Okay, back to school and back to school time now, still in September. Obviously, the Southern Western schools start in August, but we're still back. It's back to school time, all right. And we got to make sure that we step up educator support. Let me put this in a little perspective from my point of view. Okay, we have a website that's called teacher-retention. Okay, we are real concerned about supporting educators and making sure that we don't lose any educators. Not they're either. We certainly don't want to lose any good ones. We don't want to lose any great ones, okay? But no matter if we lose one, it's very hard to replace them because the teacher pipeline is very limited now. There's not enough people going into education, okay? And we don't want to lower the standards of the profession. So we got to be very careful about making sure that we support every educator we have, especially now as we come back to school post-pandemic. All right. And there's a lot of factors going into this. And I'll use one of my favorites, which is social emotional learning, school safety, mental health for the kids, for the teachers, et cetera. So it's ultra important this year, okay, to support your teachers and with high quality materials. And that's what edweb.net does. That's what we try to do here as well. All right, and that's why Lisa and I get along so well. Okay, so we're both trying to keep things really, really, really high grade in education, just like you do. Okay, and that gives me the perspective. Okay, so EdWeb's two guests today are assistant superintendents in New Jersey. They're very creative, she tells me, in their ideas for how to support, mentor, and coach teachers in turbulent, as I just said, in stressful times. So I'm going to do that, Robin. I'm going to start with you. Okay. How is school different this year from what you've seen before? Rob, go for it. Let's have you start. Giants fan. Giants fan,
actually,
by the way. I will get into that. Giants fan.
Larry, you actually mentioned social emotional learning and how important that is. And I can say, you know, schools are different now than the way they were before prior to the pandemic is that we have a greater focus on social emotional learning, not only for our students, but absolutely for our staff. school leaders, we paid closer attention to how our staff was doing then through the pandemic, and we're still doing that now. Teachers are more collaborative. They count themselves very lucky and fortunate. Speaking to a teacher the other day, and she was remarking how joyful she's actually feeling this September, which is a different focus than years ago. And there is more of a focus on just overall wellness. So we're making sure we're taking care of not only ourselves, but our students and our staff. Through the pandemic, we were able to really get to know our staff on many levels as we were helping to care for them. And that is something we, you know, those relationships that we built through to carry us through the pandemic is something that we continue to have today, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, it really is, and continued good fortune with that. And it's so hard to find new teachers. Donna Reichman, okay, who's, again, assistant superintendent in Wayne Township Public Schools and the Giants fan, and I'll still let her run the show. Okay. Donna, talk about from your point of view of all this, how it's a little different this year. Or maybe a lot
sure.
different.
You know what? I would say that we all learn that things can change overnight, and we truly need to have an emergency preparedness plan in place with digital tools for teaching and learning. I think it used to just be about safety, you know, about having your buildings up and running. But now it's really about educational continuity because,
wow.
you know, at any
yeah.
time, things can change. And
yeah.
that was a lesson learned. Many of our students entered school for the first time last year, second graders. They had never stepped into the building. We had others who missed a greater part of their middle and high school years. It was very sad. So emotionally and educationally, I know we're all bouncing back. Like Robin said, people are feeling super happy and glad to be back, but there are a lot of holes to fill, and this added significant work and stress for our teachers and administrators. We have this huge responsibility to deliver quality education and meet students where they're at. We have teachers,
yeah.
Lots and lots of new teachers, and we really need
oh, wow.
to make sure that we give them training and digital tools and resources so they stick with us.
How many new teachers did you get? Did you get a lot of new teachers this year?
We filled every spot. We are very competitive in the workspace, but I
good.
Think it's because
good.
We provide a super supportive environment for our teachers, and you know, it entices them to come here.
I'm glad you were able to fill that pipeline. Okay, that's really, really, really important these days. And whatever you're doing, you're obviously doing it right. Okay, so
I have to keep them here.
Yeah.
We have them,
well,
we want them to stay.
Absolutely. And somebody once told me that retention is the new recruitment. Okay, that you know, it's so hard to find new people that it's you know, we got to make sure they stay here. And you know, you said something interesting, Donna, that struck me. You never know what's going to happen. And you know, all the things we're talking about, social emotional learning, okay, all the pressure coming back from the pandemic, that's what was all going on. And I'm just going to use it as an example because it's timely in Southwest Florida. Okay, they had the same struggles as everybody else does. Okay, and a big shortage of teachers in Florida, by the way, this year. And then all of a sudden, no pun intended, out of the clear blue sky, which it always is down there, in comes Hurricane Ian. And I guarantee you, this is going to upset everything because they don't have electricity. Everything's flooded. Okay, and you know, things are just coming to light right now, but it is not easy after a hurricane. So now, and some kids are going to lose their houses. Okay, so think about what they have to go through. Okay, right now. So when you say you have to be prepared at any time for everything, okay, it's really tough. And on that note, I'm going to swing over to Lisa. Lisa, just give us the update on how when you hear these things, how EdWeb updates itself. Go ahead, Lisa, or Melissa, whoever. But I'll throw it to Lisa, and you can
throw
it to
Melissa. Yeah, so Larry, I love what you just said about, if I just wrote down, retention is the new recruitment. Because
isn't that great?
That's
yeah.
something, yeah. That
from
was,
Kelly,
it is.
From
yeah,
Kelly,
but,
Kelly Coax Johnson over at AASPA, she told me that. I just thought it was very important. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not that great. She's far brighter
then.
Than me. Yeah. I just listened.
Well, and
yeah.
you know, another thing that I love is that term that the smartest person in the room is the room. So one of the things that's been really great about working with Donna and Robin and some other administrators in New Jersey, so Donna, for example, came with us to a meeting on Friday with Princeton School Districts, and they're going to come on board with using EdWeb in a more formal way.
Good.
And just being able to sit and listen to Donna and the Princeton team, I mean, I think within 15 minutes they had shared a whole number of different ideas of how professional learning can be delivered with more choice and flexibility. Donna, one thing Donna suggested is this idea of starting a podcast running and walking club. So I think what's happening coming out of this is some, yeah, really creative ideas. They can listen to Education Talk Radio, Larry.
They certainly can. But, start walking, everybody. Go ahead. I love that. That's a great
right.
idea.
But, you what know, what idea. I love is hearing how we have so much content now and how it could be curated and aligned to district goals and objectives, but there's still so much choice within that so that the teachers feel they can pick something that's of best interest to them. They're starting communities for their school district on EdWeb so then they can get together and talk about it online or in person and, you know, connect with the outer world of educators, too, to bring in other ideas. Because I think we just know that we've used that word collaboration all the time. But, yeah. You know, the more we can collaborate together around all this and figure out ways to give teachers, busy educators, Robin, you use that, why this is like really good for busy educators, more flexibility in how they can absorb, whether it's knowledge or skills or wellness tips. That's what we're trying to do.
And, you know, and Melissa, do you want to add anything to that before I go on? Melissa?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with Lisa more. And I just wanted to add that EdWeb can enhance already existing plans and programs that are in place in schools and districts. We morph like that. So not only can
Good
we
point.
Fit into already existing plans and programs, but we enhance it. We re-energize professional learning. And I think that Donna and Robin, who have both been guests on our coffee chats on EdWeb, do a really great job in their district of showing you how they use it and giving you ideas on how you can use it. And even if your structure doesn't mimic theirs, it still fits. So that's my favorite thing about EdWeb.
And it really is important. And, I'll ask Robin, okay, you know, there's a whole list of things. There's a million things going on in teachers' minds. There's a million things going on in administrators' minds right now. And actually, Elisa said this a minute ago, you know, there's a lot of content available. We do a lot here, and of course on EdWeb, it goes on forever, okay? It's almost infinite if you want to really get into your whole profession just listening to EdWeb. They've done so many webinars and stuff. And my point is, how do you select? What do you think, and this is for Robin, what do you think teachers really are looking for in terms of professional learning right now? And I'm going to ask it a different way. As an administrator, what do you think they need? Okay. And I'll make you laugh. Okay. I was a teacher for many years, and whenever they came up with something from administration, we would do the old teacher eye roll. Here we go again. Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah,
here we go.
So,
again.
You know,
all right. So you guys,
yeah.
You want to get rid of that. Okay. And you know, things have changed yeah. over the years, the way it's delivered, et cetera. But what do you see as the needs and what do they see as the needs? Hopefully those two things are coming together, but go ahead, Dr.
Yeah.
Nutelski.
Yeah. Thank you, Larry. So,
you're
you know,
welcome.
We wanted to avoid the eye roll as much as possible. And, you know, some things that were mentioned earlier, we want to make sure that the professional learning we're providing is flexible and that teachers have choice. The one thing that we've done this last year is, or this year moving forward, is provide teachers choice in choosing a PD pathway. And each
That's
of the
great.
Pathways are aligned to our district goals. So we've got three PD pathways, one on diversity, equity, and inclusion, another on meeting the needs of diverse learners, and then the third is on interconnectedness, and we're letting the teachers choose their own pathway. And so what we've done is leverage EdWeb. We've curated and culled out some webinars and resources, and we can build out our community, our Northern Highlands community, and provide resources in each one of those pathways. So as teachers are going for a walk, they can PD hour actually along at the same time because
wow.
EdWeb keeps track of that PD hour. And, you know, just recently, so that's how we've kind of laid out our school year, that teachers are allowed to pick their own PD pathway. And because it's so job embedded and they have choice, it prevents those kind of eye rolls because it's not coming from the top down. It's their choice in terms of their own professional learning. Just recently, we have an assessment committee, and we were talking with our assessment committee on moving towards more project-based learning. So I said to myself, let me check EdWeb to see what we have. And sure enough, I found two great webinars and sent them off to my school principal, asked him what he thought. He thought we absolutely should be engaging with our assessment committee in order to provide some professional learning so that they can speak more knowledgeably around project-based learning. So the ways in which to leverage EdWeb are really endless.
That's a wonderful idea, by the way, to take all the content and direct people in the way the administration feels they should go generically, but let them pick the specific pathway. Okay, and that's a wonderful way to do that. I got to tell you that struck me as my head was bobbing up and down like a yes as I was listening to you, Robin. Okay, that's great. But you brought up something, and I want Lisa to talk about this. Lisa, the teachers, and I'm not sure it's every state, it might be now, talk about getting credit for listening to EdWeb. Lisa.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. So,
yeah, Robin brought it up, but I wanted to make sure we covered it.
And one of the reasons why Melissa's joined our team is that we actually live in the same school district in New Jersey, and Melissa didn't know that, but she reached out to us a number of years ago to see if she could work with us, and so she's helped us get approval for our CE certificates, and now in 42 states, a teacher can watch our webinar, and as long as the district approves it, and we've got approval at some state level, they're going to get that credit for their teacher relicensure. So that's a really great, really important thing, right? In this time of, how can we provide services for the teacher so that they're free? And teachers have been taking advantage of this for a long time, but I think what's a real eye opener for us, I feel like it's during the pandemic, in some ways, in this area, all the lights kind of went on. It's another reason why, districts can do it. And maybe Donna wants to talk for a minute about how she's got a program now where they can do a master, if they've got a master's or a bachelor's, they can do some additional credits with EdWeb for salary review. And our resources are free, where if they had to reimburse the educator for other places where they're doing these programs, they'd have to pay. They'd have to reimburse them, right, for it. Donna, maybe you can say that better than I can.
Sure.
Yeah, Donna Reichman, everybody. Go ahead, Don.
Yes. So this has been a great enhancement to what we can offer. In our teachers' contract, teachers have the ability to earn continuing education credits beyond a bachelor's, 15 credits as they're working towards their master's. Beyond a master's, they can earn an additional 15, and that moves them over on the guide for increased pay. Very often we have teachers who are part of, master's programs. Other times it's teachers who are just taking classes based on interest to earn those additional credits. So this is another pathway, a free pathway, which I love because we offer tuition reimbursement, and this is an opportunity for them to get some quality continuing education at no cost to me. And what's really nice is it's very specific where they can search out just different webinars that tie into their area of expertise. A lot of them have a very discrete skill set, and they can seek things out that really help them improve on what they're doing, rather than just finding classes that line up with the timeline to secure those credits and submit what they need to submit in order to get that increase in pay. So it's been a win-win for us all around.
It is a win. It's the definition of a win-win. Okay, it really is. I mean, it's just super. And everybody, thank Melissa Hodgson for getting all this together in at least 42 states. Okay, no, and I'm serious. And this is really important. These are days of tight budgets, and everything's more expensive than ever, okay, for a school district, just like it is for everybody else, okay? And if they can save money on one end to get the same result, which they can, by the way, with the EdWeb stuff, all right? It really makes a difference. I mean, it makes a difference. It's important for administrators and more so than teachers in this case to understand that budget-wise, okay, this really, really makes sense, All right. I just want to say it's really important. And Melissa, are you working on the other 8 states? Do you want to name them? Give them a guilt trip.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna name the other 8 states. I just want to say they require teachers to get continuing education hours through colleges and universities. So that's why they're not, you know, not saying that EdWeb is not great or anything. They just have different rules in place. But I also wanted to mention, Larry, the amount of federal funding that is now out there for schools and districts. They want to make sure that they're using it in a way that's going to be beneficial, and that they're buying, you know, they're getting the bang for their buck out there as well.
Yeah, and let me just say one thing. I remember when I was a teacher going for my master's, okay, and this was a long time ago, okay, how stupid some of the courses were, okay? Yeah. They were taught by people, if I may, that hadn't been in classrooms in 47,000 years, okay? You know, in K-12 classrooms, okay? It was absolutely ridiculous, okay? And the EdWeb stuff is up-to-date, timely, and extremely professional, okay? And the 8 states, if they haven't learned anything from the pandemic, it's time to make changes, okay? These are the times we make changes, okay? Change it, okay? Wake up, everybody. That's all I have to say on that. You know, there's new paradigms out there, et cetera. Okay. Go ahead. Whoever. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I totally agree. The pressure that you're putting on your staff in times when you want to retain your staff, that they have to go and find a 3-credit college or university class, get it approved, it is really – it's pressure, and it's money, and it's a lot of things that people don't have a lot of time for anymore.
Yeah, and we want to keep. And if I may say this, teachers work hard. Okay, let's keep their aggravation level to a minimum. Okay, they work hard all day. They don't need more crap on the plate. Okay, it's easier to do it this way, and you get the same or better result. I can guarantee you that. Okay, so anyway, I'll just say it again, edweb.net. Check this out. Talk to Melissa, okay? Now, okay, especially you 8 states out there. We got to talk about you guys. All right, I want to ask you both, and as I said it before, the teacher shortage, okay? How you doing with that? I just want to just go over it in a little more detail. Robin, teacher shortage? Northern Highlands?
You know, it's not – we had 8 openings for this school year, and, like, we were able to – like Donna, we were able to fill all of our positions. Our school district, we do not have a lot of teachers that leave our school district. We are able to hold on to them. However, the difference that we're seeing is the depth of the candidate pool. So I would typically have – you know, if I have an English opening, I would have – anywhere to pre-pandemic, I would have between 20 and 50 applicants, and now I have maybe 10. So it's not necessarily – so that's where I'm seeing the gap. I have less talent to choose from in the depth of the candidate pool. And that part is a little frustrating because, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes the pool's not very deep.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to get worse.
Teachers in front of students. So,
yeah, it's going to get worse. Okay, we got to be aware of this. It's going to get worse. Okay, this is why teacher retention, professional development matters. Donna, you want to say anything about teacher shortage? Just how it's impacting the district?
Sure.
And how it affects PD? Yeah.
Sure. You know what? I mean, for me, I'm fortunate because I think geographically we're in a desirable location. Our salaries were very competitive, especially at the high school level, because I did not want to compromise math or science programs. So I think people left one job to come to us because of that competitive salary. However, you know, we're all in this together. I recognize, you know, when I fill a vacancy here, it may create an opening somewhere else. And that concerns me because, you know, we're the state of New Jersey and we don't want to compromise our educational system. You know, it's really important. I meet with every candidate before their name goes on the agenda, either I do or the superintendent, and I need to sell my district. So I highlight and promote all that we do professionally to develop our teachers. And I tell them, you know, you're my classroom now. I'm no longer a classroom teacher. You're my students, and I'm going to provide the best learning for you as well.
And I, you know, promote, we have an in-house learning center, and I promote these opportunities like EdWeb, which, you know, can be leveraged in all different ways. And one of the things we are going to start doing is creating time within the school day for them to come together with their colleagues and their peers to watch webinars and, you know, engage in roundtable dialogues, just so it can connect staff from the 15 schools and create our own little communities using the EdWeb resources. We were able to curate some lists and tie them into our district goals. And that also, you know, is a great thing for us because in the past they had to bring in experts from outside at a big price tag. So I have these experts now, you know, and they're live and we can engage with them. So it's really fantastic.
It is. And putting all this together, I mean, the world of K-12, pre-K-12, I want to say, is changing. Okay. And we have to be up to date on it, every district. Okay. And what you said, I think it was Robin who said it, I think, that you know, you hire a teacher from another district, that's great for you, which it is, okay, and it's fine, okay, but you've created an opening in another district, and you have a guilt trip. Not sure if that was Donna or Robin who said that.
Yeah, that
but,
was me.
Yeah, Rob, so at any rate, okay, you know, no need for the guilt trip, by the way, okay, you have your own job to do, okay, so no need for that guilt trip, but it does make the point. Okay, which gives me a good segue back over to Lisa. Okay, Lisa, you started the job board service. Okay, and go ahead, go. Talk.
Well, yeah. we launched it in July, and you know what we're doing. You know, we always
move,
kind of love that
way.
Word free.
Smart move.
What?
Yeah, smart move.
Thank you.
I like
you know
it.
That
yeah.
you know that word free. We always love the word free.
Free.
So we know that it's going to take some time to build up awareness about the job board. And so employers can currently post a job on the job board. And if anyone is a member of EdWeb, they get access to look at all the current job postings. And it's really been fascinating to look at the variety out there. And it might be a job from a school or a district, but or for a company as well. Because as you know, we work with a lot of the education companies, the solution providers. And they might be looking for somebody even on a part-time basis as a subject matter expert or a webinar presenter or, you know, whatever they're looking for. So we like the idea that it's not just for a job, but for any kind of opportunity in education. And so we're going to continue with it free for a while and see how it goes and just kind of think of ways that we can build the pipeline. I'd like to connect with more colleges of education to try to get more pre-service teachers into EdWeb. Because I think it's also fabulous for career exploration.
Yeah.
Like if you're not sure if you want to be a kindergarten teacher or a principal or a librarian, you can watch programs presented by all those educators
That's
and
a
get
good
a
point.
Feel for what that field is like. I love that idea.
Yeah, by the way, you just reminded my next podcast I'm doing it. You're the 9 a.m. Podcast at 10:30 is with our good friends over at AASL, the School Library Association. They're always.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I love them. Okay.
Well, and Larry, you know we started with Michelle Lutala doing the first webinar on EdWeb. And so we began with librarians, and I always say we would not be where we are today if it were not for the fact that we started with librarians, school librarians.
I always say special ed teachers and school librarians go to heaven. Okay, that's all there is to it. They all promise to send me a postcard.
Yeah.
Okay, so, they're just great folks, you know, and what you said a minute ago also, it's a disconnect, and it's a disconnect in so many ways. With the, actually, I'm going to ask Robin and Donna this, because I feel that there's a disconnect between school districts and schools of education, okay? And my standing joke, some of them are like, it's like a medical school not teaching a doctor how to use a stethoscope. I mean, they forget a couple of things along the way, in my opinion. And there's always a disconnect, okay? And I find it amazing, for example, that kids in education school aren't listening to EdWeb all the time, aren't listening to me all the time, you know, that sort of thing. They got to be there's a lot of things going on in their future profession that they need to be aware of. Okay, besides what's going on in school, this is my rant. Okay, these days there's a disconnect. Do you see it as you bring a new teacher on, Robin? Do you see a disconnect between what they're learning in school and what they need to do to be a good teacher?
There is definitely a gap between higher ed preparation and then what is required in New Jersey schools, and I think, or in schools across the nation, and I actually think the pandemic highlighted that. That what we need our teachers to do on an everyday basis is very different than what our institutes of higher ed are necessarily preparing them for. So there's a little bit of a time gap, but we don't have the luxury, and I'm not sure if Donna would agree, but we don't have the luxury to just wait around for higher ed to catch up. So it's through professional learning where we need to kind of close that gap, even with our staff, once they're, you know, they're passionate about teaching and learning, they're passionate about their content area, they're passionate about students. We can close that gap in district through a lot of professional learning that's tailored to their needs.
Best segue ever. Thank you, Robin. Donna, what are your thoughts? Donna, I'm serious. Donna, that's great.
You know,
Donna Reichman,
we've
go ahead.
concentrated a lot of time and effort to partner with the universities and you know, just help them fill in these gaps. You know, teachers wear every hat. They're mom, teacher, nurse, therapist. You know, and any given day, they could be asked to, you know, reattach a button. You just don't know what students are coming in with. And you know, recently they've really become the mental health professionals in the class too, without that training. So
tell me about it.
I think,
brutal.
You know, it's important for universities to just offer like supplemental programs and talks and opportunities so that when teachers come in, they're aware of all these things. The not knowing that these are all the other expectations of the job that you don't learn in school can be overwhelming.
That's right. And you know, I always think back to when I was in college many, many years ago, many, add a few many's in there. Okay. When I was in college, okay, in teacher education, they never mentioned the word special education. They never mentioned the word guidance counselor. They never mentioned the word school library. They never mentioned anything. Okay, I was a history teacher. I took history courses, okay, and a few goofy education courses. Okay, they missed the boat on what we really needed, and they're, by their own admission, they're still behind. I just don't get it. Okay, and that's why, if I may, again, the segue, we need quality professional learning. Where could they go for that, Lisa Schmucke? Where could they possibly go for good professional learning, Lisa Schmucke?
Well, we would recommend edweb.net.
There you go. Objective opinion, everybody. Edweb.net. There you go.
Yeah.
I agree.
And we have 400 live programs a year that are new live programs a year, and we now have nearly 3,000 on demand. And, you know, we have a whole number of them on new teacher, like, help for getting started and the things that some of them need to deal with, you know, when new teachers are starting the year, and just a lot of those things that they don't get prepared for around some of the soft skills and things like that.
Wow.
So, but we're really honored to do this work. We're really, really honored to be able to work with people like Donna and Robin, and that Melissa has joined our team, because we just see how it helps us learn how to do this better every day. It's really, really work to be grateful for.
That's so nice to say. And by the way, how many educators are involved with EdWeb right now?
Oh, that's, well, we have 1.3 million in our community now in 185 countries.
I rest my case, everybody. That says it all. EdWeb.net. Okay, and it's free. All right. Donna, good to have a great school year. Robin, have a great school year. Thanks for being here today, both of you. Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Larry. We love you.
Yeah, it was
talk.
A pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Believe me,
thanks,
my pleasure.
Larry.
And Melissa, Elise, thank you guys. Okay. We'll talk again soon. Okay.
We will.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We will. Thank you.
Thank
I'll
you.
Talk to you all later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good group, everybody. Okay. That's Donna Reichman, who's the assistant superintendent in Wayne Township, New Jersey. And Robin Newtelski, who's, I think he's right, the district director, which is a high school district of curriculum, instruction, assessment, and human resources, Northern Highlands Regional High School, but that's a district. And then also edweb.net, Melissa and Lisa. We'll archive at ace-ed.org, and please go over there, see what we do, our magazine, all our awards programs, the podcasts, teacher retention, SEL Today. It's all over there, ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.